The following is a presentation of Redline Synthetic Oil. WFO at the Big Go with Joe Costello. Take a walk through the nitro pits as WFO Radio brings the U.S. Nationals to you. Racing fans from around the world, strap in and hold on. It's time to go WFO at the Big Go. Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, presented by Redline Synthetic Oil, coming to you on location from the Big Go, the 60th Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. It has been a spectacular weekend. Great racing, incredible qualifying, and even a final round. That's right, the Lucas Oil Nationals final round from Brainerd, Minnesota, run here between John Force and Ron Capps. Capps coming out the victor with a tremendous run. And while I was on track as part of the NHRA track announcing team, WFO radio producer Giovanni was able to catch up with the winner, Ron Capps.
WFO radio, NHRA Nitro, here with the winner of the Brainerd Nationals, the third straight Brainerd win and fifth all time. Can we just call you the king of the zoo?
Well, the king of the zoo, yeah. I got my own corner out there, and that was a fun thing with Forrest today at the track to shoot at, because we started kind of going back and forth. He's won the place 11 times, so he's outclassed me by a long shot as far as wins. But we're gaining on him. It's a place I love, but like I messed with him at the track to shoot, I said, Forrest, when's the last time you went out in the zoo with the people, the fans? And I got a corner named after me, Cap's Corner. So I knew I'd made it big when my picture was on the restroom, first of all, which usually it's on the inside of the restroom. So there's a big picture of our car on the outside of the restroom, and then to have my own corner in the zoo. A couple years ago they did that. So we always go out there, we have fun, and we get out before dark on Saturday night. And that's part of the deal, and I think that just carries over our mojo. So maybe king of the zoo, possibly. But, you know, I really, it was bittersweet to win here and not finish it in Brainerd for those fans that stuck around, because there's a lot of them. But there's also a lot of them here. But what we're doing with the trophy, to be able to take it back to Minnesota, and make its rounds for all the people that were there. It'll be cool.
Does this win and the good run here in qualifying today give you some confidence going into this countdown?
For me, it gives me confidence. More so, the confidence I have is knowing that Tobler has more confidence, because he's really been trying to work on cool weather runs that we need to have for the countdown, especially when you get up. Charlotte could be really good. Reading, we know, is going to be world record stuff, and Pomona possibly at the end of the season. So he's been working on that, and lo and behold, that's what we have here this weekend with the overcast skies. So, yeah, I had more confidence, but when the car runs good, I don't need that confidence. I could feed off of Tober's, the way he walks, the way the car's running, the way he talks. I know when he feels more comfortable, he's got confidence. I know I sit up there where I change. My locker is where the crew chiefs work. So I listen to them back and forth, their banter about what they're doing, what they're going to try, why it didn't work, why it worked, things like that. I get to watch that method, and it's awesome. It's two mad scientists. You know, you got all these crew chiefs are so talented, but to listen to them like that, like I get to listen to, and really I know enough about these cars that I know what they're talking about. So I really loved to watch the way they approach every run. So to answer your question, the confidence came from just knowing Tobler was able to tell me, hey, we're going to go up and we're going to run a 4-flat or 401, and he's going to have to beat us. And so right there, I mean, wouldn't that give you confidence? And it does me. So I knew we were going to be at least a contender. You never know about Forrest, but I knew that we were going to, if he ran good, we were going to be right there with him.
The people's champ, the king of the zoo, Ron Capps. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thanks, man.
Great job by Giovanni putting that piece together with Ron Capps. Ron Capps winning it. The Brainerd, Minnesota final round, the Lucas Oil Nationals, the king of the zoo, Ron Capps, the people's champion. We'll be back with more. Keep checking the archive. Download the free application. Follow on Facebook and Twitter, and you will know when new content is in the archive. We are on location at the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, presented by Redline Oil. Thanks to the folks at Redline Synthetic Motor Oil. Click the banner ad on the front page of WFOradio.com. Check out Redline and all of our sponsors. We certainly appreciate them helping us get to the Big Go. We'll be back with more on WFO Radio.
WFO at the Big Go. Android and iPhone users, for the full version of WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.